Friday, Senator Elizabeth Warren tweeted the top executive has, quote, made a mockery of our democracy, calling him the most corrupt president in history. Congressman Adam Schiff explained Trump's action is among the, quote, most offensive to the principles of justice. Stone was set to start his prison sentence for lying to Congress and witness tampering next week. Jim Forbes, NBC News Radio.
The governor of Texas is warning of an economic lockdown if the spread of coronavirus does not slow down. Governor Greg Abbott spoke with reporters in Lubbock and said things will continue to get worse if people don't start wearing masks. Hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19 continue to surge in Texas. Nearly 10,000 people are being hospitalized with coronavirus in that state. Disney World reopens today with coronavirus restrictions in place.
Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom both open today, while Epcot follows suit Wednesday. There will be temperature checks, restrictions on capacity, tickets sold online where the available date and park must be selected with the purchase. Reservations for limited dining space will be required, no physical contact during character interactions, and several more limitations will exist. You can find out all the details at disneyworld.disney.go.com. Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.
One of three North Carolina police officers fired for making racist comments says he didn't know he was being recorded and wants his job back. Former officer James Gilmore argues his comments are protected by the First Amendment because they were based on religious beliefs and not racism. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
I'm Mike Tipton, checking in with our partners at the CBS 4 Warren Weather Center. We are under an excessive heat warning until 6 a.m. on Sunday. For your Saturday, expect a dangerously hot temperature of 110 degrees. Las Cruces looking to peak at 107 with winds coming out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. More of the same on your Sunday, 109 the expected high in the Sun City. For a complete look at your weather forecast, visit CBS4Local.com.
Did you hear that David Horowitz, author of the new book Blitz, is predicting more protests against President Trump this summer? In Blitz, Horowitz is warning that Antifa wants to stop Trump at any cost. Blitz is already a number one Amazon bestseller. All this week, tune in every night at 7 p.m. Eastern to Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax TV as Greg goes behind the scenes with Horowitz to find out the real agenda of Antifa and other radical groups. Newsmax TV ratings are up 200%, and it's already the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Find Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV. Everyone carries us. DirecTV 349, Dish 216, Xfinity 1115, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum 102, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, Suddenlink 102, Mediacom 277, WOW, Armstrong, and more. And don't forget to get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com, blitz411.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. by Monterey Asset Management, and by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hour two here is beginning. Are you ready to begin hour two?
Yes,
I
am.
Your microphone is falling apart.
Yeah, I know. It's spinning on me. There we go.
Well, you just have to track it and walk around.
Follow it around. I get dizzy.
Let's start over. We start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And if I can get Andrew's attention, you ready for this, Andrew? Her History Moment today explains a weird cigar-stealing event. That's what I took out of this. And a story about Judge Roy Bean.
Talk about swearing witnesses. One day in March 1896, while smoking a cigar he had just appropriated from Marshal Dick Ware's pocket, Deputy U.S. Marshal George Scarborough told of a courtroom story that he thought was based on none other than the infamous Judge Roy Bean. As the story goes, Judge Bean, stuck on observing court rules, was trying a minor case, and a witness called had on some former day recklessly got mixed up in a Texas shooting bee, and consequently lost several pieces of himself in the process. Judge Bean calls to the stand the witness and proceeds to swear him in. Judge Bean yelled at the witness, "Hold up your right hand." "I can't," said the witness. "Can't? What do you mean by that?" roared the judge. "I was shot in the arm," said the witness in a tone of apology. "Well then, hold up your left hand," called the judge. I can't, for I was shot in that arm too," explained the witness, even more meekly. "Well, I declare," said Judge Bean, all the while glaring sternly at the afflicted witness. Judge Bean pauses, then finally says, "Well, I'll tell you what. You hold up one of your legs and I'll let you go at that. No man will be sworn into my court unless he holds on to something." A large grin stole across Scarborough's face as he blew a puff of smoke from the prize cigar he had lifted from Marshal Ware's pocket. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Wow, you people are just all allied together there, stealing cigars.
He wasn't stealing. No, you got to picture us. The guys are that was George Scarborough talking to another friend who was another marshal, and he had a cigar in his pocket, and he had just took it out and lit it up.
That's a big money back in those. The nickel cigars, yeah. A lot of money.
And guys used to do that. They do that today to each other. You still see it. But that was a funny one. I mean, to think this poor guy, it was like it was his fault. He got himself shot up in a...
And he couldn't... did he lift a leg and that's what happened?
That was his whole thing. And from what I've heard about, it's considered a tall tale that was actually printed in the El Paso Times in 1896. So all the wording pretty much came directly from the paper. And that was given to me by Bernie when he was doing some research.
Bernie's out there researching.
Yeah, but Judge Roy Bean did do some pretty insane things like that. Yeah, he was a character.
You could call out Bernie if you want to get involved in this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would need to get him involved in that. Call him if you have some history you're interested in at 581-7920, or you have some interesting history you want to share. And also, I've started the El Paso History, the El Paso History, I can't even talk today, El Paso and Texas History Moments Facebook page now, where I'm posting the history moments and other history bits and pieces that involve El Paso and also the rest of Texas. So
here we go.
Okay. Going down the line.
And also, you've got Barbara Given Bainey out there helping us with history on Facebook,
right.
And she's at BGB.
BGB. And she's got that list, remember in El Paso Inn on her Facebook page? Over 30,000 followers, and they got stories and
that's great
pictures.
Stuff.
It's a great place.
Their history that she's promoting about El Paso is really amazing. And she's got a moderator named Craig Hayes. She's the owner and chief admin, Barbara Given Bainey, otherwise known as BGB, and Ken Weiss and Paul Louie. So anyway, that rounds that out. All right, we got the 12 Travelers, a memorial of the Southwest crowd in here, Kenna Ramirez. We didn't get rid of you guys yet, did we? You're still there?
No, we're here.
Okay, good.
We're all here.
Well, the first hour I managed to unplug two of you at once, so that was too bad. But Ken Ramirez, president of the organization, Jody Schwartz and Nancy Howe board members, and we're joined by a guy named Ethan. Ethan Hauser, good morning.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good morning, Ethan.
We're doing good.
Hello, everybody.
There, you can have your own board meeting, and a quorum is now present. Well, Ethan, I don't know if you heard the first hour. You're in Baltimore, are you not? Somewhere over there?
Yes, I am. I'm in Baltimore.
So I don't know if you heard the first hour, but we played a tribute to your dad and also talked about how the two of you managed to get the equestrian out the door of Mexico and up to the foundry and turned into metal and back into El Paso. And what are your thoughts on that whole thing? Because that was a huge monumental task. And we're going to mostly this hour talk about Benito Juarez. But what your dad did was amazing, and you helped him.
Well, it was quite a project. I think there were 200 different molds that had to come out, and you know, that was the only way that we could take it out was by piece by piece, and it was a huge project. It was a tricky time. That was a tough time. I'm sure glad that.
You survived it. I want to ask you one question about what left in Mexico City. Once you took the moles and sent them off, Mexico City was done. What happened to that big structure that you created in that garage?
That's a great question. It had a metal armature inside.
Right.
And so it was like a big cage, and then on top of that was plaster, and we used plaster instead of clay to make the large monument, the model, which, you know, is before the molds were made, but, you know, we have to model it first. We used plaster instead of clay because clay, it was so big that the weight of the clay would just fall off of the cage.
Oh, God.
You know, especially if the weather was warm in there, which it was sometimes. But to answer your question, after all the molds were made, the thing was just destroyed because we didn't need it anymore. We had the molds.
You couldn't have given it away to garage sale. Some guy still has it. Can you imagine?
I think they'd have trouble getting it out of the studio.
We'll just leave it there and turn it on as an exhibit. Well, never mind. It didn't happen. But the thing is, that was a huge.
No, it was taken apart. It was like kind of like hacked up.
Oh boy!
You know, and in a way, it was satisfying because we knew that it was not necessary, it wasn't needed anymore. We had the molds, and the molds were going to the foundry to be turned into beautiful bronze.
Okay, one more last question on that monument. If somebody had too much money and you have the molds still, can you make another one?
We could.
Ah,
yes.
You see that lottery ticket? You watch. Well, I want to see another one, and we'll have our own park for 12 Travelers Monuments. We'll see about that. In the meantime, we've got Nancy Howell is here, and Nancy's been the one that we've been waiting on to hear some of the more history of Benito Juarez. And I'm going to ask you, Ethan, to fill in as well. But Nancy, pick up the story. How did Benito end up in what became it was El Paso del Norte at the time, but it became Juarez? Can you relate that story to us?
Well, he ended up, he was elected president. He was vice president. But when the president, Ignacio Comonfort, was taken out of office by the conservatives, there was a revolt by the conservatives, then Juarez had the legal claim to the presidency. But he could not remain in Mexico City. So his exiled government began in Veracruz and then went to Guanajuato, and he kept having to move north to get away from the people that were the conservatives who were pursuing him. And finally, he ended up in Ciudad Juarez, which was then, at that point, it was called Paso del Norte. So he was presidency was there for 9 months until Maximilian the Third was defeated, and he was able to return to Mexico City in 1861.
This is when the French occupied, or shall we say, ran Mexico.
Right.
That was so weird. How in the world did the French get a hold of the place? I never understood that, but that's not necessarily for today's discussion. But
Because Mexico got in debt with France because they loaned him a bunch of money. And that's basically what it came down to. Is they kind of called the loan and brought in the French gentlemen.
And from out of that, we also get Cinco de Mayo, which didn't make a lot of sense. Battle of Puebla. Anyway, enough of that. But Benito Juarez is the next chosen monument for the 12 Travelers. And Jody, if you don't mind, Ethan, I want to hear your thoughts on it completely. But Jody was going to explain a little bit about where it's going to go at the Chamizal. Or Kenna, both of you, either one of you.
Yes. Well, Jody, you want to go and explain the contract with the Chamizal?
Right. The Chamizal is the perfect place for this monument because in 1964, after the treaty was signed between the United States and Mexico, the Chamizal, in 1964, an 18-foot monument of Lincoln was put over adjacent to the Chamizal in Juarez, and we were supposed to, at that time, reciprocate by putting a Benito Juarez monument in our Chamizal, and that's 1964, and it still has not happened, and that's why we're so excited to fulfill this promise that was made so many years ago. That's why it's going at the Chamizal.
Well, your private sector, and that promise was, I believe, made by the government, was it not?
So, well, let me explain to
you.
It says that the Benito Juarez Monument at the Chamizal National Memorial would greatly expand the visitor opportunities to link the beginning of the Chamizal story to the greater story of the positive relationship between the United States and Mexico. The placement of the Juarez Monument looking toward Mexico at the entrance of the Chamizal Cultural Center will provide a visual introduction and a geographic of the understanding of the Chamizal story.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Chamizal.
The historical links between President Abraham Lincoln and President Benito Juarez and their involvement with the beginning of the Chamizal conflict is a major theme currently being interpreted at the Chamizal National Memorial.
Who wants to take a shot at defining Chamizal real quick? Nancy?
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
Well, I'll do it.
I can. Let's see. I think
a boundary dispute.
Anyway,
a boundary dispute because of the river.
It's a boundary dispute, yes. Nancy, you want to do it? Or Jody, you were starting?
Yeah, I can say a little bit. So the signing of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo in 1848 established the Rio Grande as the boundary between the United States and Mexico. But over the years, the channel kept changing naturally, you know, after floods. And so there was always, you know, this question about, you know, what, like a farmer would be in Mexico and the next day he'd be in the United States. It was a big dispute that went on for about 100 years.
Well, the river kept moving in the favor of the United States taking Mexico land. And that's what happened.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, in 1963, both of the countries, or both two countries, committed to finding a solution, and that was the Chamizal Treaty, which was ratified and returning to Mexico most of the acres of land that we had that was part of El Paso, and it went back to Mexico. Like, my father-in-law even had a plant there, and so that's now in Mexico. So,
oh, God. Well,
that's what happened. So then this wonderful little Chamizal island, or no, it was an island. Correct. It was an island, and now it's, you know, we have the Chamizal in the United States and the Chamizal in Mexico. These two parks.
I guess what happened to that tricky river that used to move a lot? They put it in a concrete tube. It doesn't move anymore. And they turn it off and on with the dams. They turn it off
That's
and on with
right.
the dams in New Mexico. So it's been controlled. Ethan, one last question before the break, and I want you to stick around, but we have to take another break in our little radio world here. But the idea of the Chamizal and Benito Juarez, that sort of makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic place for it. You know, I mean, originally the 12 travelers, they were going to be all in one area downtown, and that would have been neat too. Obviously, that is not the direction that we're going. But if it's not going to be downtown, then I think that the Chamizal is just the perfect place for Juarez.
So, well, John would have approved, right? John approved this idea.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And I like how you worked with him directly, and you called your own father John, because that's what you guys did. You were side by side.
Yeah, right. When I speak to him about him, his third person, I always call him John.
Oh, yeah.
When I would speak to him personally, I'd call him Dad.
Oh, really? I never heard that one. That's okay. Well, that's a good thing here. We'll have to put you guys on hold. You don't have to do anything. Just sit there. But we're going to take another break here and come back in a minute and talk more about this and get more into the details of the Benito Juarez monument because you can go sit on it, I'm told. Now, let's see about that in a minute here. Okay, looking at Facebook, we do have some comments on there, and we'll mm-hmm. take some more.
Yeah, we got Vince Sanchez really likes what the show's going on. Linda Goggin, she's looking at the picture we have on her Facebook page, the picture of the statue of Benito Juarez as a grown man and as a child with his pet lamb, and Linda loved the lamb.
It's on a bench, and you can sit in yeah. the middle. We'll talk more about that in a minute.
Get a picture taken.
All right, see you after the break here. Andrew, go for it.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hi, I'm Susan Eisen. As a native El Pasoan, I started my jewelry business with one focus in mind, making sure our customers are always proud to wear a piece from Susan Eisen Fine Jewelry and Watches. 32 years later, I'm still here focusing on the same thing. Helping you before, during, and after the sale is part of the value and peace of mind you'll receive at Susan Eisen. I want to invite you to experience the Susan Eisen difference and see why thousands of El Pasoans have come to depend on us.
At 5857 North Mesa.
It's your friend Sean Hannity, and with the election on the horizon, well, you've got a lot of important choices ahead of you, but let's not talk politics for just a second and focus on your home. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Brian Birds of Century 21 Hagerty. Now, Brian services the entire El Paso area, attracts hundreds of buyers every week, and sells hundreds of homes a year. Now, because of that, if he can't sell your home at a price and deadline that you agree to, he'll buy it himself. Now, you risk nothing, since at any point, if you're not happy, guess what? You can fire him and pay nothing. Call the only agent I would call in El Paso. Call Brian Birds right now at 751-1500. That's 751-1500, or online at brianbirds.com. That's brianbirds, B-U-R-D-S.com. Go there, and you can start packing.
David Horowitz, author of Blitz, is predicting more protests against President Trump this summer. In Blitz, Horowitz warns Antifa wants to stop Trump. Blitz is already a number one Amazon bestseller. Tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern to Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax to find out the real agenda of Antifa. Newsmax TV ratings are up 200%. Everyone carries us. DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, UVerse, Fios, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, Armstrong, and more. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try New Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh. You know, we have four of the 12 travelers on hold.
That's true. They're all traveling on the air.
We actually do. Let's stay there for a minute, guys. We've got to take care of a couple of things here.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, next week, July 18th, coming in here by phone from New Mexico because he can't travel, Carl Lombaugh. And he's going to be coming back to explain a fabulous research archive in Las Cruces, New Mexico, called the Institute of Historical Survey Foundation. What is that? Well, we'll find out. I went up and took a tour. Plus, there's a lot of other places in the Las Cruces area you can go for research about El Paso, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Plus, anything Las Cruces is actually part of El Paso's history. You can't get on the Camino Real without going through both towns, period. So, you know, we've always been connected. Anyway, July 25th, check this out. ABC7 General Manager Kevin Lovell and former ABC7 news anchor Rick Cabrera will be our guests to talk about the TV history they have seen and been part of, plus events that have happened that they have seen in El Paso in their tenure.
Yes.
And they've seen some stuff.
Oh, I know. There's a lot of stuff out there.
So what you got an announcement there?
Well, yeah, real quick. You're going to the Riviera restaurant located at 5128 Donovan later today in the Upper Valley. And Pepe's is still on vacation now and will reopen on Tuesday, July 21st. So no Pepe's until July 21st. Well, actually, it'll be the 25th when we'd be back on Saturday.
But the 21st is just Tuesday.
But they're closed. Oh, and I got to laugh. I've got a couple people on Facebook page making me laugh. Well, Jose Rivas, he says he's sure the unveiling will be an exciting event for the Chamizal neighborhood and the tri-state area. And Jaime Coppinger says, thank you. Love Saturday mornings with El Paso history. And he's got a little pig with a little flyer hanging out a window. It's the funniest thing.
Well,
thanks for making me laugh.
If you want to see the Juarez monument that we're talking about, the monument to Benito Juarez, there are pictures of the maquette online at Facebook.
Maquette, that was the word.
The maquette. Yeah, well, it's a little thing they made.
Little statue.
But that little thing there, I have to ask Ethan, how much trouble was it to make the little one? Because that's where you get all the details, right, Ethan?
Right, yeah. Well, that's where all the planning goes into, you know. And it's really important to get the maquette, the small model, just as perfect as you can, because you don't want to be making changes to a position of the body or attitude or anything like that when you're dealing with something with the enlargement. So you want to have all your little problems figured out in the maquette first.
Well, now, you did that on the previous ones working with your father, but you pretty much did the one for Shelby McGoffin, Susan Shelby. You pretty much did that one yourself, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. And that was done the same way. You get all the problems figured out in the maquette first, and that just makes the enlargement so much easier. But the Susan McGoffin wasn't that much larger than life size, so I actually had a full-sized mannequin with her dress, and so I was able to model directly from life the folds and everything of her dress and everything, which gives it a lot more realism.
It looks like father did transfer the craft to the son. Am I right?
Somehow, genetically or otherwise.
Well, good or bad, I mean, that's all good. John was an amazing guy, to hear his enthusiasm. We played a clip last hour of him where he went on about how much fun he was having. But it sounded like he also went through a tremendous amount of pain and work, and you were with him down there in Mexico City. How much trial and tribulation did that take to put that horse and rider statue together down there?
Oh man, it was tough times. It was really, really tough times. You know, we had all sorts of problems, including leaking roofs and slow downs and all kinds of problems.
Were you a teenager when that got started? Were you a teenager when that started? Were you a teenager when that started?
I was a teenager when the 12 Travelers started.
Got it. Okay.
But I was in my 20s when I first started working on the equestrian.
And you stuck around anyway, huh?
I did.
I saw a video that you guys sent me from down there. It was amazing to watch what you guys went through. But your accomplishment is amazing. Just amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Tell about the scaffolding.
It was really tricky to work on it, you know, because again, like I said, you know, you need to have all the problems worked out on the small model first, because you can't go making changes on the big one. And so we had this huge sculpture that we were working on, scaffolding that went up 30 feet, and you know, you climb up on the scaffolding and you're working on some part of the sculpture, and there's no way you can really see what you're doing, you know, because you're right up there, you're, you know, literally at arm's length, So you can't really tell. So what you do is you work on how you think it's going, and then you go down the scaffolding and then go up to this observation area that we had where you can get away from it.
Hey, Vita,
you can see what you're working on.
Oh yeah, Jody, go ahead.
I have a personal question for Ethan.
Sure.
Did you meet Aaron when you were in Mexico?
Yes. I sure did. Yeah, my wife. Yeah.
Oh, you met your wife there.
Not everything was bad about Mexico. A love story came out of that one. His wife.
That's the best thing that came out of it, in my opinion.
Was she a native down there? Was she a local?
Yes.
She was a local product?
Let's go back to Benito Juarez. Nancy has a great story to tell us about her own experiences going to Oaxaca.
Well, tell us.
Right.
Well, last year, in 2019, March 20th, I went with a small group to Gelatao, the hometown of Benito Juarez. The purpose was to go on his birthday, which is March 21st. But because AMLO, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, was going to be there on the 21st, it was suggested by our guide that we go on the 20th. He said the village is probably going to be closed on the 21st to visitors for security reasons. So I better take you on the 20th. So we drove up there, and it was very, very exciting because everybody was cleaning up for the president. They were not ready, but every person in the village was sweeping and washing and getting the village ready for the president's visit the next day, and also. Soldiers were arriving by the truckload, and so we got to meet the mayor of the village, and he took us on a tour. And there's one statue, a bust of Benito Juarez's head, in a plaza, and it's huge. It's probably about 25 feet high. And then there's also a smaller life-size sculpture of Benito Juarez as a child because he was a sheep herder. And so there we got to see both sculptures and meet the villagers and visit his home, which was just a little two-room shack, so humble. And so that was all very, very exciting. You know, it just gave us more insight into his miraculous rise as a Zapotec indigenous boy orphan to presidency.
It's amazing.
And, you know, it's just absolutely amazing.
It's an amazing story. And also, in later years, he and Abraham Lincoln, I don't think they ever met, but they corresponded quite a bit. And they had a lot in common, and we'll talk about that maybe. Take another break here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being on the hold. Do that again, and we'll come back and talk more. We got to come back in a few minutes. And Facebook is still running.
Yeah, still running. I read the last two comments we've got. It's slowly moving today. So.
Well, we're not taking phone calls because we have four guests from across the country.
But you can Facebook us. Yes, you can. So give us a Facebook message at El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, and we'll see what can come up.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA Weather Band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
My name is Nilda Salato, and I'm running to be your Senate District 29 SREC woman for the five-county area of Culberson, El Paso, Hudspeth, Jeff Davis, and Presidio counties. A red, white, and blue true conservative, I believe in and will protect your faith and mine, your family and mine, all life from womb to tomb, and the freedoms we all so richly enjoy in our great state and our great nation. I firmly commit to fight for our Republican principles and core values at all levels and at all times. Beyond that, I promise to provide an opportunity for full participation to and for all Texans in our five-county area, bringing discussions from state to you and returning with your voice to state. It's long overdue we take back our communities. My name is Nelda Salato, and I'd be honored to have your vote as your local Senate District 29 SREC woman.
My name is Nelda Salato, and I approve this message.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-226-1818. That's 800-226-1818. 800-226-1818. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we'll get to the ink in just a second. Just to let you know, Amigos is no longer a sponsor. They don't even open. And so I'm not sure why they're still on that announcement there, but they need to come off. But it's the way radio.
It's history.
It's the way radio works sometimes. We deal with it.
Poor guy.
In the meantime, we're going to tell you right now, and back to the 12 Travelers in a minute, but we got to tell you right now what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
Thousands of small businesses across the region received millions in federal loans. New data show that the El Paso companies that got the largest paycheck and protection loans and the banks that dominated PPP lending.
Also in the ink, underneath the spaghetti bowl, is a flourishing sandbox of artistic inventiveness. Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
Well, meet some of the artists behind Galleria Lincoln.
El Paso schools delayed the start of in-person classes after the City Health Authority issued new rules, but some parents are pushing back and wondering what's coming in the fall.
That they're celebrating their 25th year at El Paso, Inc. It's available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso, Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, El Paso students won't be allowed in classrooms until after Labor Day. Hear from a superintendent and a teachers union about the plans and challenges to keeping students and teachers safe.
Join ABC 7 Saul Science on El Paso El Paso ISD Superintendent Juan Cabrera and El Paso Teachers Association President Norma De La Rosa. Host Saul Science moderates the discussion Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra.
We got to deal with ABC 7 Extra. They're good people. They promote us. We promote them. I heard your name on the TV this morning.
Oh,
you were there.
Was it under the most wanted this week?
Yeah, it was the most wanted co-host in the business.
Yes.
All right, talking to the people from the 12 Travelers, let me restate who we have. I got a whole list of the people. There's 9 of them. No, there's only 4 of them. Oh. But we have President Ken Ramirez. Thank you for being here. Good morning again.
My pleasure.
Jody Schwartz, Nancy Hal board members. Hello again.
Hello.
And you're still there. I hear you. I hear you breathing. But also, artist Ethan Hauser. And artist Ethan Hauser, I have to ask you, what do you do in the meantime? Because you got to wait for this commission to crank up again to do Benito, right?
I'm keeping myself busy. I'm working on another project, but it's not quite a sculpture project. It's this thing that I have invented. It's more of a product that I'm working on. So that's what I'm doing in the interim.
I mean, I hope your wife has a real job.
She does.
Oh, see, that's how I got here. I've been doing all this video and TV for years. My wife had a real job, so we survived. But so no, that is the formula there. Let's talk a bit more about the Benito Juarez Monument coming. Jody or Ken, what are your thoughts on this? Because this is going to be really good.
Oh my God, we have the unveiling of a maquette at the Chamisal Monument, and we have maquettes for sale. And if anybody's interested, they can, Nancy said, they can reach us through our Facebook page or to our website, or send us, information on our P.O. box, and we can contact them. And we're very excited about the work that Ethan is doing for us. And we can't wait for this COVID and virus to get over with
so
we can go into the community and continue talking and going to groups and telling our story about Benito Juarez and letting them know how important it is for the border.
Jody, your thoughts?
Well, I'm glad that people know that you can buy these beautiful maquettes. We still need to raise like $150,000.
Wow.
And we'll do it because we've done it always with the others. It's just harder now, I guess, with what's going on. But and I want everybody to look at our newly designed website. It's 12travelers.org. So it's Roman numerals, XII, travelers.org. It's a beautiful website that'll tell you all about all the monuments that we've done so far and about Benito Juarez.
I guess if you search it, you can put in the number 12 or the TWELVE, and it'll still show up at your door, I hope.
Yeah,
and search.
You can write out TWELVE travelers.com, but really the best way is like Roman numerals.
Okay.
Little cap, XIITravelers.org.
Well, you always have always had a pretty good, you've always had a pretty good web presence out there. It was always
great. We've just updated it.
And actually, Rick Cabrera, who you are going to have on your show, is on our board.
Yes.
And he did a presentation for us, and it is fabulous. And we use it when, like I said, once we can continue to go into the community or sponsors and make presentations about the project.
Well, that video's on your website, right?
It's on the website.
I remember being part of that because we shot Susan Shelby McGoffin showing up. I think that's in that video.
Yes, it is.
Ethan,
yes,
you guys were driving a truck across Keystone, and there she showed up. And that was kind of cool. Well, Ethan, your thoughts on the future, guys, because you got a whole list of people coming here. That Flipper is another one, the war chief for the Pueblo Revolt for the Tiguas. You got some interesting figures coming up. Are you up for it?
I am. But, those are all to be determined by, I guess the board. I'd be interested in doing one to the Tiwas. I'd be super interested in doing one to Cabeza de Vaca and Estebanico.
Yes.
Those are probably the two monuments that I am most excited about the prospect of doing, but we'll see. There's so much rich history.
We got to take another break. Before we go, I want to ask Nancy, what are your thoughts about the fact that once these monuments get up, people say, oh, who was that guy? Oh, he's a Tigua. Oh, who was that guy, Cabeza de Vaca? Doesn't it draw the student in to the history with these things?
Yes, and I think especially Benito Juarez, the vision of him that Ethan created as a child sitting on a bench with his sheet by his side, reading a book, and then his president reading a book is such an inspiration for children.
Now, is it actually designed so you can sit there and get a picture?
You can do it a selfie right between.
Now, normally you don't touch these things much, do you?
No, it's designed for participation.
Visitor friendly.
Yes.
How nice is that? That's fabulous.
I just also want to add that that you know when I was down in Mexico City with my dad, we met Julian Martinez, who was a sculptor down there, an excellent sculptor, and he was an old man at the time. He's since died, but he gave us a death mask of Benito Juarez.
Oh my!
You know, a death mask is where you know on the body you make a mold of the man's face as he lies there. You know, that has a lot of information. That I used when modeling the Benito Juarez.
I didn't know that.
That's really, really, really fortunate to have that. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. History being what it is, I really appreciate what the 12 Travelers has done and is planning to do. Because again, you put history up in 3D, people have to talk about it, and I think that's the point of why this is all works so well. It really is cool. All right, taking one more break here, Melissa. Facebook active?
Yes, it is. We had somebody ask about the Abraham Lincoln statue that's in Juarez, Mexico. It's right at the Avenida de Americas and Avenida de Lincoln.
The counterpart on the other side.
Right, yeah, and it's one of the few that's outside of the country. There's actually one, a huge, bigger one in Tijuana also.
Interesting.
So they like Lincoln.
A lot of good history here. Andrew, hit the button. Back in a moment.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession. And he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on electronics plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
Thinking about changing things up around the house and need furniture? Look no further than Souder.com. And now is the perfect time to shop with their Summer Sizzle July 4th sale where you can get up to 20% off select items. Don't miss these hot deals on furniture for the home office, living room, bedroom, and more. All clearance, take an additional 20% off. Enjoy the savings June 29th through July 12th on Souder.com only. Include any promo item to get 20% off your entire order. Check out Souder.com for the details and their wide selection. That's Souder.com.
When asked, over 50% of iHeartRadio listeners said they plan to spend more at hardware or home improvement stores this summer. So visit iHeartAdBuilder.com to get your business advertised on radio and reach shoppers as they start their home improvement projects.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are almost out of here, but not quite. We're going to go around the crowd here and get a summary from each of them about what they think of the not only the 12 travelers, but the new projects and what's also gone on. But in the meantime, I've got to tell you about a couple of things. There's a Conversations on the Camino Real, a speaker series, publicly put out by Santa Lazario Genealogy and Historical Society. It's the first Sunday of the month, starting on September the 6th, presuming the world doesn't cave in on us again. But anyway, it's the Honorable Consul of Spain, Martha Vera. And yes, the story she can tell about this one particular, help me get this right, Salinas Pueblo Missions National Monument, Maria de Jesus de Agreda.
Agreda. Agreda. Agreda.
That's the nun chick that was appearing on two continents at once.
Yeah.
Once in person in Spain.
And I want to thank, speaking of mysteries, maybe yeah. She sent me this letter.
What?
I got a letter about the blue lady.
From somebody.
No return address, no note or anything. So maybe the blue lady made an appearance and sent me this letter.
The lady did it herself, and she got a current stamp.
So whoever it was, listener, that sent this to me, thank you. And I do appreciate things. I love to get stories and history and all kinds of things.
Well, our dear friend, Consul of Spain, Martha, is going to talk down here in Santa Lazario on September 6th. At 4 p.m. So they're starting that up again. You got an announcement there?
No, I just read mine.
That was it.
The blue lady.
No, well, that's good. What a story.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about it further in the radio. Anyway,
fascinating stuff.
We got to talk to these 12 travelers people. Kenna, tell us your thoughts. Kenna Ramirez, the wife of the man who was mayor in the 90s and early 2000s, and you got very involved in the 12 travelers back then because of that. So you've known about the 12 travelers for a long time. What are your thoughts now about where's it going? You're the leader at the moment. You were the president.
You know, I was just telling Jody, I am so proud to be part of this group. You know, I admire John Hauser for, you know, so many, many years. And I'm just so humbled to be part of this project. And I am giving it all my all to be able to make it Benito Juarez come to fruition. And I'm just so frustrated right now that I can't go to the community. I have been going to Rotary clubs, you know, talking to so many people, sharing my experience. And I just can't wait to continue to do my work. But again, I am very proud and I'm very humbled to be part of this group. And working with Ethan has been such a joy. You know, he's so positive.
He knows what to do.
He's so inspiring. And I'm not saying it just because he's listening.
Yes, you are.
No, everybody that knows me
just
knows
kidding.
That this is what I think of him. Thank you, Ethan, for everything you do. And thank you to all the board members that are sharing, you know, this project and this travel that we're doing.
I got to tell you real quick, Antonia.
Feelings mutual.
Tony Pena just put on our El Paso History Radio Show page a picture of the death mask. Is now on our Facebook page.
Good.
If you want to go take a look at it, that's El Paso History Radio Show.
Benita Juarez?
Yes. Oh, there it is right there.
I have my page is slow.
The photograph of the death mask of Juarez. So I see what you're talking about, Ethan. That would be a lot easier to make a copy of a guy. You got him right there.
Well, yeah, there are problems, though, because the
the skis lying down and the skin, the way that it falls is not quite right. But it does help quite a lot for the bone structure, that sort of stuff.
So there it is. I see it.
So you got him as an older man, as a president, but the younger child, you sort of like had to make that up.
I did, yes. I sure did.
You done good. I just want you to know.
I think I captured him though.
Yeah, and there were so many paintings also of him of that time that help out with that also. But yeah, he was definitely indigenous though.
Nancy, your thoughts. We're wrapping up here.
Well, I just want to make a comment on how appropriate it is that the Chamizal is the place to recognize. Not only Benito Juarez, but the friendship between Benito Juarez and Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
We do have a bronze bas relief that is going to be part of the project. It's completed. And it says these are the words that are going to be on it. The two who never met, but whose friendship and deep respect for each other during their nation's civil wars are an inspiration to us all.
Oh, yeah.
And then also just that the mission of Chamizal is to symbolize the friendship between Mexico and the United States.
That's great.
And I just think this is the time for us to build bridges. And I think that that's one of the things that this project does.
It's great. Jody, your thoughts? Real quick, I'm about a minute.
Well, I'm just thrilled. I've been a part of this project since 1996, if you can believe it. I've gotten old, but I love every minute of it, and I love the cultural diversity of the monuments that are being proposed and that are already standing, including Fray Garcia de San Francisco, which everybody needs to go see downtown, and
Absolutely.
The equestrian, and also we want, you know, race and cultural diversity, which is what our city's all about, this wonderful city of ours.
Ethan, good luck with the projects. I hope you're on them forever, you know?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Kenna, too.
Kenna, your last thoughts here. We got to go about 30 seconds. Kenna?
For me?
Yes.
Oh, me. I am so proud to be El Pasoan and what we represent. And so thank you, Jackson and Melissa, to have us and to talk about our project.
We're all in this together. Yes. This is El Paso history, folks. We're all in this together.
All sharing history.
And it should be what we do to promote our city. It's great stuff you guys have got. All right, thank you all for being with us. We're going to get out of here for today. And you're off next week, but I'll be back here.
Yeah, I have to take care of some things,
You've got some issues to deal
with. Issues, yes.
But we want to thank all the 12 travelers. We had a board quorum here, it looked like.
Yeah, I know. You think so?
And also, Andrew J. Polk in the control room. Thank you for pushing the buttons and getting us on the air. I do appreciate that. Hey, for Andrew. Everybody else, we're going to see you all next week right here on the El Paso History Radio Show.
See you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Take her easy, guys.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
iHeartRadio's new podcast, Forgotten, Women of Juarez, is about a series of haunting crimes against women on the U.S.-Mexico border. And it's about the risks journalists take to expose them.
My mom followed me and got into the passenger seat. She said, if you're going to put yourself in danger, I can't let you go and expose yourself alone. That really forced me to grapple with, what are you willing to give up for this story?
Dive into the mystery and listen to Forgotten, Women of Juarez on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeartRadio is the number one choice for music, radio, and podcasts all in one. No one makes it easier to hear everything you love in one free app.
I'm so done with using a bunch of apps.
iHeart has it all.
All right there together in one place.
Radio.
Podcasts.
Got all the music.
I think that's my favorite thing.
You get it all on the app.
No other app gives you the all-in-one experience.
All free.
If you're not one of the tens of millions who have the app, download iHeartRadio for free today and start listening.
iHeartRadio.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
NBC News Radio, I'm Cameron Fairchild. A team at Columbia University.